Fully posable.
Yes.
Fully posable.
Oh, yeah.
With
fully posable action
figure. A real metal General Lee, which they don't make metal toys anymore, I guess.
That's too bad.
And, you know, you could jump that thing. You could,
oh, yeah.
And
it never dented. You play the paint right off of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
it
what you're
great.
Supposed to do. People Absolutely. Bring me brand new looking General Lee toys, and it's sad.
It's really sad.
You know, it's supposed to be scratched up.
Absolutely. Mine, I think the hood or the trunk, one of the two got a little bent, but that was about it. It was solid, though.
Oh, yeah.
I played with it hard.
And when you stepped on them, you knew.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you brought your guitar with us.
I did.
With you.
You just reminded me of a song. I think I should do this one instead of my poignant one. I'm going to do... He was burning tires by the light of the moon on a Georgia country road. He was hauling moonshine in the trunk of his car, laying on the Dixie horn. He was trying his best not to get caught by the sheriff and his gang. Radar on the dash and a dog named Flash. It was Roscoe P. Coltrane. He drove a 69 orange Dodge Charger with a 01 on the side. 440 Magnum V8 engine, Skinner's flag was flying high. He was Bo and Luke in love with Daisy Duke in TV's most famous ride. He was only 12, but he was raising hell every Friday night. He would slide across the hood of Dad's car just as cool as cool could be. He had a Huffy bike, it was painted just like he even called it General Lee. And every Friday night on his TV set, when old Waylon sang that song, he was just a good old boy, wouldn't change if he could. So he cranked it up and sang along. In his 8-year-old mind, he drove a 69 orange Dodge Charger with a 01 on the side. A 440 Magnum V8 engine, Skinner's flag was flying high. He was Bo and Luke in love with Daisy Duke in TV's most famous ride. Still, he was only 12, but he was raising hell every Friday night. That's it. It's a fun song.
Good
song. About you.
Yeah. That, no, it is.
I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, oh, man, I watch you every Friday night. You probably watch me after school. You
yes.
watch me after school. But people say, I watch you every Friday night. And if I didn't have my homework done, I couldn't watch the Dukes. My parents wouldn't let me watch the Dukes. And I had to go to bed before
It was all
Dallas.
About the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. And there is not really, because anybody can watch whatever they want whenever they want to watch it now.
Sure.
There is no common, oh, man, I used to, Wednesday nights we watch Smallville. Friday nights we watch Dukes of Hazzard. I remember Sunday night, everybody was watching Bonanza, the wonderful world of Disney, and then Bonanza.
Right.
We all watched I Dream of Jeannie at the same time, and the Beverly Hillbillies. And I think that something, the community of television fans... is lost now, because people just they wait, they don't watch whatever show it is until they can watch it all. They binge watch.
Yeah,
Everybody
we binge watch
that now. But it's kind of like if you've ever read a book, you're reading a book, and then you saw somebody reading the same book you just finished, you'd go to them and say, "Oh man, that's a great book." You know, this is where are you? Where are you? And there's community there. There's conversation. There is, dare I say, social intercourse there.
Yeah.
Where you're meeting, minds are meeting, and you're sharing a common story. And we've lost really all of that now. And I think it's a shame. That's why I like songs like Every Friday Night, about a common viewership, a common... community of people who got together and watched something every Friday night. And I'm glad to be part of that.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We're glad that you stopped by with us this morning.
What a great place.
I know that you need to get yourself some grub. I mean,
we should do one more song. If
yeah, absolutely.
We got like Angels Like Her.
We've got all kinds of time.
Down,
Sunbeam hit the gym beam and ricocheted off a bottle of Coke. Then it cut through the still smoldering secondhand night before smoke. I love country music, great stories.
Mm-hmm.
With the whiskey half empty, half in me, both my enemy and friend. Last night helped drown the sorrow, but today is tomorrow again. When you fall for an angel like her, you're walking on clouds. When you're in love, you're so up, you forget to look down. The higher and higher she took me, the further I fell. And it's angels like her that send guys like me straight to hell. There's a ring on her forehead. Gotta wonder where that's going.
Yeah, where are you going with that one?
On the picture where the bottle sat last night. I love that lyric. It might look like a halo, but I know it's a trick of the light. And that smile on her face has a way to fool any old fool. Yeah, she came straight from heaven, but remember, the devil did too. When you fall for an angel like her, you're walking on clouds. When you're in love, you're so up, you forget to look down. The higher and higher she took me, the further I fell. Whoops. And it's angels like her that send guys like me straight to hell. Yes, it's angels like her that send guys like me straight to hell.
John Snyder live.
Right?
Live in the mix. That's a tough
chord.
That's a tough chord.
Pick it up. We'll just punch that in later.
Yeah, I got that, no problem.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
So, who are your musical influences?
Jim Croce.
Okay.
Cat Stevens. Harry Chapin.
I'm hearing Waylon in there.
The Beatles. Waylon. Oh, absolutely. Johnny. Waylon.
Yeah.
I've always been crazy.
Yeah.
Bobby Bear.
Okay.
Conway Twitty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Conway Twitty.
You toured with Twitty.
Especially, I toured with Conway, yeah. We do songs that are more bluesy, and that's really, to me, Conway Twitty, Roy Orbison. Mm-hmm. I've never been wounded quite the way you did. You left a hole in my chest where my heart used to be. Stuff like that. That's more Roy Orbison, more Conway Twitty,
right,
to me. Some Waylon in there, too.
Sure.
Storytelling stuff. Johnny. Woke up this morning to two blue bloodshot eyes, reflections of a man who fell from paradise. Hell ain't just a place you go, it's a state of mind. The devil's in the man, not the women and the wine. Right? Good,
yeah.
Solid stories. I can see him in the mirror. He looks a lot like me. I hear him whisper, son, I got just what you need. But with my 20/20 hindsight, it couldn't be no clearer. The biggest fight in this whole life is the devil in the mirror.
Hmm.
You know, it's just great.
How often
songs.
Do you write? Do you write?
I write on my
schedule?
Phone all the time.
Okay.
I mean, somebody will say something, and I go, whoa, that's it. I'm trying to work on one called, it sounds tongue-in-cheek, but I don't want it to be tongue-in-cheek, about people's... misperception of what things mean, about how you can't, what gives you the right to tell me what I think because of what I wear,
okay,
and where, and or what flag I have on my car, and or what monument is in my town. So the tongue-in-cheek part of it is the hook is, that's not what the monuments meant.
Sure.
Which is tongue-in-cheek, but you know, still don't tell. We don't have the right to tell anybody what they think because they're wearing khaki pants and no socks. Oh, you're not wearing socks. Well, obviously you're blah.
Right.
Who are you to tell me? So, So that's one of my it's a soapbox I can't get off. I'm from New York, and I've got this bee in my bonnet, this burr under my saddle, or whatever you call it, about people who feel they have the right to tell you who you are because of what you wear or what you eat or what you drink, and it just drives me crazy.
Sure.
So I'm on we're going to have songs about that coming soon. That's what I keep writing.
Some social commentary.
Right now. Well, somebody's got to.
Right.
You know, and that's what Waylon and Johnny and all the greats used to do. Billy Joel. My God, I love Billy Joel.
Yeah. Love Billy Joel. Just went and saw him in concert.
Yeah,
see,
Billy
Tom,
Joel
I'm not the
is
only
amazing.
One.
Amazing.
I'm amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing songwriter. Amazing singer. Amazing.
Well, any comments on stuff that everyday guys deal with?
Right, and to go way back to Stranger, I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah.
We need that. We need that right now, because now it's so commonplace now that people think it's right to judge people.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's their right to be offended by anything and everything they want to be offended by, so that they can feel like they're part of the public conversation.
Yeah, everybody wants to be heard. They want to say something.
Right, because they're against something.
Right.
And I think history will tell us that you don't improve, you don't build anything by being against. You build something by being for.
For something.
I am for freedom. I am for freedom of expression. I am not against anything. It pisses me off, but it's like, okay, I'm going to fight your desire to be against everything. Those bubbles on your screen offend me because they look like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. So I'm going to be, I am for people expressing themselves however they want to.
Sure.
And if they want to express themselves in opposition, then that is their right. But don't get in my face about it. Don't tell me I'm wrong because you're right. We have a difference of opinion. We used to say this thing, it was a wonderful saying, let's agree to disagree. What happened to that?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No, well, they should.
We should.
Maybe that's the song. Let's agree to that's the song right there.
I think that's a Waylon
song. Billy,
agree
Billy
to
D
disagree.
Did a song called We Just Disagree, I think, or something
yeah,
like that.
Time.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
we need to
yeah, yes. We'd be here another hour figuring out what that is, but I remember. No, that was There Ain't No Good Guy. It's Only You and Me, and We Just Disagree.
Yeah, You and Me, and We Just Disagree. That's
Daryl Hall and John Oates, I think.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I've got it in
There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy, it's only you and me, and we just disagree. Right?
We've got it in the
let's
we've got it in the
agree to disagree. So let's
agree to
note.
Disagree. Let's agree to disagree.
Billy Dean, I've got Dave Mason.
Dave Mason?
Yeah.
This was a duo. I was
I've got
sure
it by
it
Billy Dean anyway.
Oh well.
You make a great point. Tom and I talk about this quite a bit. I mean, we talk about it off air. I mean, you know, whether or not we agree about something political or not, I mean, we can have the conversation. And we can disagree.
Right, and respect each other.
Absolutely.
And you might get your mind changed about
absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Occasionally I throw a stapler at him.
Well, yeah.
You know, but that's what friends do.
It's not a millennial. No,
I may not I may not agree with you, but I'll defend your right to disagree
right,
with
what John
me.
Is.
Absolutely.
That's what John
that's,
yeah.
I mean, that's what a good chunk of what this country was founded on. We didn't agree on how to worship, but we have to remember that it is okay to disagree with somebody. It's okay if you like somebody and I don't, or I like somebody and you don't. It's okay. And we can still be friends.
Correct.
Absolutely. And occasionally somebody will say something that will hit my recipe card file and rearrange it a little bit. And I'll go, you know, I never thought about it that way. I need to marinate on what you just said because I think you just changed my mind about something. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's and it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling, I think, to have my mind changed. But if you make me dig my heels in, I'm not going to change my mind.
It's okay to change your mind. It really is.
It
you're not less of a person because somebody came at you with an idea and you went, "Wow, you're right."
Better.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not going to happen if they come at you with an idea on the end of a baseball bat.
That's true.
And hit you with it. Mm-hmm. If they say, "I get that, but think about it this way." And you go, "Huh. All right.